Welcome to Simple Living Works, episode 19. I'm Jerry Iverson. It's my pleasure to present overviews of a legacy resource called Simply Delicious, Quantity Cooking for Churches. Also hunger resources found in worship alternatives and alternative summer festivals. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, effective, and comprehensive lifestyle. Our mission is to equip people of faith to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. All three of these fit together, and they especially fit together with the five life standards of living more with less, which I discuss in episode 13. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. To learn more about us, listen to episodes 1 and 2. In this episode, I introduce a legacy resource, Simply Delicious, Quantity Cooking for Churches, plus hunger resources in worship alternatives and alternative summer festivals. If you'd like to follow along, go to the show notes at simplelivingworks.org. Click on window number 3, and the top are the links to each of those. Here's an overview of alternative summer festivals. I'll pause briefly after each title to let it click with you. Yes, there are many, so take a deep breath, relax, let the possibilities flow over you as you listen. Now, Treasury of Celebrations is in four parts after the introduction and the preface. Part 1, Making Choices, includes Simple Living, Gift Giving, Food and Celebration, and Getting Started. Part 2 is about gifts. Part 3 is about celebrations for, first of all, January through April, then May through August, then September through December, and special sections on Advent and Christmas. Part 4 is on rites of passage. We've covered much of this resource in earlier episodes. Well, the May through August section, which I call summer, includes celebrating summer, Hiroshima Day, May Day, Memorial Day, Mother's Day and Father's Day, national birthdays such as 4th of July, Pentecost, Remembrance Day, which recalls the Japanese internment camps in America during World War II, and Shavuot. That was a brief overview of the alternative summer festivals. Go to the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, for links. I hope some of those clicked with you. I also present them in the Simple Living Works blog at appropriate times. I hope you'll follow along now as I introduce Simply Delicious, Quantity Cooking for Churches. Go to the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, click on window number 3 for a link. Simply Delicious was edited by Grace Wynn. The introductory materials include the preface, which is about lifestyle security, then helping the church make changes in food service, new approaches to the church meal, some menus, Kool-Aid and the cookies have had their day, the ministry of serving meals to persons in need, the fast as a way of identifying with the hungry, the common meal as celebration. Then the next section of recipes include recipes for breads, salads, soups, sandwiches, main dishes, vegetables, desserts, and snacks and refreshments. The final section includes cooking tips, tables, books for further study, index, and acknowledgments. Well, I hope some of those clicked with you. You may read them now or anytime for free online in the archives of Simple Living Works. See the links in the show notes. Here's a brief excerpt to prove that this book is much more than about traditional potlucks. Security ultimately comes not from what we have, but how we live. During the latter part of the 1970s, that's over 40 years ago, a quiet revolution began to unfold. People from virtually every walk of life began to experiment with alternative lifestyles. These explorations have come with a spirit of self-sufficiency. Prominent among the lifestyle changes has been how and what we eat. eating has become a subtle source of many, many other awarenesses, some that even reach down into oil wells and others that connect us with our undernourished neighbors. Each day, most of us sit down 3 times to eat. Thus, we are almost continually reminded of ourselves and that which goes into us to make us what we are as healthy, functioning organisms. But it does not stop there. Many are also reminded at the table that the source of food, how it is grown, where it comes from, how it gets there, its energy determinant, is now an important stewardship question. We are thinking both upstream into our bodies and downstream into the source of food. In such thinking, we are continually reconnected to the Earth's life support system. This free book is the result of loving concern about our relationship to all with whom we share this Earth. It is meant to be a practical guide to nutritional and ethical eating. The book is one of many steps towards lifestyle security. Our security does not depend upon forces external to us, but upon the internal acceptance of who we are as children of God, acknowledging our interdependence on finite planet Earth, such as an acceptance can enable us to shift our style of living to take into consideration all who inhabit God's grand creation. The future depends not upon nature, which is more than plentiful for all on Earth if we are not greedy, but upon whether we decide or fail to decide to act as stewards of our bodies and of the earth itself. This can begin with what and how we eat. You've been listening to an overview of Simply Delicious Quantity Cooking for Churches. Next, a quick overview of the hunger resources in the collection Worship Alternatives. These worship resources for public worship focus on simpler living and global justice. This collection contains more than 200 worship items, sermons, and graphic illustrations. It can be used for personal inspiration, for electronic and paper publications, all royalty-free for nonprofits, and it comes complete and free of charge at simplelivingworks.org. This compilation is a continuation of Spirit of Simplicity, Quotes and Art. It contains worship items for Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany, Lent, Holy Week, and Easter, Pentecost, and Ordinary Time, and Other Times, and Hunger. The Hunger section includes Hunger Emphasis 40-Day Lenten Calendar, Mommy, I'm Hungry, a Children's Sermon, Sacred Dance, Connecting the Mind, Body, and Spirit in Worship, Hungering for Justice, a Litany, Beans, Rice, and Cappuccino, The Least of These, a Litany, The Banquet Table, a Poem and Reading, How He Broke the Bread, a Dramatic Reading for Youth, Feast for a Snack, a Monologue for a Child, I Just Want You to Know I'm Here, a Monologue, May We Be Uneasy, Remind Us of Your Face, a Responsive Call to Awareness, Change for Children, a Hymn for Children's Sabbath, Jesus and Children, a Sermon for Children's Sabbath, Hunger for Hope, Children's Activity, How We Created a Day Camp on Hunger. You've been listening to an overview of the hunger resources in the collection Worship Alternatives. This ends my overview of Simply Delicious, Hunger Resources from Worship Alternatives, and Alternative Summer Festivals. I hope that you can see the value of these free resources and will use them as needed. Or even better, acquaint yourself with them now so you'll be prepared for your next event. I hope some of these clicked for you. I plan to bring some of them up again in the future episodes and blogs at appropriate times. You can read them now or anytime for free online in the archives of Simple Living Works. See the links in the show notes. For a contemporary look at food, listen to my interview in episode 17 with Vicki Robin about her new book, Blessing the Hands That Feed Us. Well, we've received wonderful positive response to the Simple Living Works podcast and blog. After our podcast on rites of passage and wedding alternatives, John M. Germain, a United Methodist Church pastor, wrote, Entirely too much money and emotional resources are spent on wedding ceremonies and too little on the marriage itself. In a hungry and hurting world, it is offensive to spend thousands of dollars on one day with no regard to its impact on the less fortunate. One can have a very nice service without spending so much. Thank you, John. Jennifer Knepper wrote, "Glad to stumble onto this resource. We host an alternative gift fair every year in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and are really looking for ways to curb consumerism around the holidays and throughout the year. Check us out at Gifts That Give Hope, Lancaster's Alternative Gift Fair. Would welcome your ideas." I'll include a link to Jennifer's site in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. And she added a P.S., by the way. A recent survey by the national nonprofit Center for a New American Dream revealed that 70% of Americans would welcome holidays with less emphasis on material gift-giving and spending. Check out Simple Living 101, Tools for Activists, especially Chapter 3 for event organizers. And you may want to add to that, as several folks have. I'll include links to those resources in the show notes. Jen also wrote, "I was doing a search for you because I had purchased copies of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway in the past for distribution at the Alternative Gift Fair, which we have held annually now for 6 years and are working on year 7. I'd like to explore materials that you may have for us in the faith community to encourage this idea of alternative giving. Do you have any suggestions for me? Do you have any copies of the 2013 Whose Birthday that you have left over? Do you plan on making it again in 2014? Yes, Jen, I produce Whose Birthday each year online, all under Creative Commons, which means anyone can use all or parts of any edition that will help you meet your needs for free. I'll include a link in the show notes for the past 25 editions of Whose Birthday. I expect to announce the 2014 edition later this summer. I'll also include a link for more on alternative giving, which now has a year-round version as well as the popular version for Christmas time. I'll also post a link in the show notes for the text of a simple flyer to you can copy and hand out at events. Well, you're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to feedback@simplelivingworks.org. Leave a message on our Facebook page or on Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes at our website, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In the news, we have a new Simple Living Works Recommends Literacy Service. Since simple living is a comprehensive way of life, it's nothing like the stereotype of growing a few tomatoes and wearing our favorite old clothes. So this new literacy service recommends resources in many forms. Books on paper, ebooks and audiobooks, video on DVDs and on the internet, audio on CDs and MP3s, also blogs, podcasts, and websites. These are quite current resources. For classic resources, visit the Study Activity Action Guides page on simplelivingworks.org. I'll put the link in the show notes to that page at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Now, here's a mildly interesting historical note. For most of its 40 years of service, Alternatives offered a book service. From 1995 to 2008, Alternatives published and distributed a modest quarterly resource guide, that is, a sales catalog. I reviewed hundreds of resources to find the ones ideal for our audience. Since August of 2010, I have continued to review resources, most of which I recommend to my local public library, and they add to their collection. I have interacted with each of these titles and sources myself personally. Even though Simple Living Works sells nothing, we recommend resources from other sources and publishers, which we urge you to get for your public library or your local independent bookstore. For help locating a local source, visit indiebound.org. That's IndieBound.org. Some of our recommendations are free on the internet. Some of the titles are faith-based, most are not. They vary from simple to complex, from friendly to polemic. So I urge you to find the topic that interests you, try a few of the entries, then move to another topic. For the time being, the titles are not in alphabetical or priority order. So the topics in the literacy service include Activism literacy, celebrating literacy, economic literacy, environmental literacy, family and children literacy, financial literacy, food, water, and agriculture literacy, happiness literacy, health and medical literacy, historical literacy, media literacy, peace, war, militarism, and empire literacy, political literacy, spiritual and faith literacy, time and work literacy, and, of course, the ever-popular general category. For more ideas, go to Getting Started in Simple Living, also Champions of Simple Living, and other worthwhile links. Links to these resource pages are in the show notes at simpleLivingWorks.org, window number 3. That's my overview of our new Simple Living Works Recommends literacy service. Also in the news, colleague Lee Van Ham of Jubilee Economics is progressing with his new book. More details in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In addition to this podcast and its show notes, we post new Simple Living Works blogs several times a week. We hope you'll read them and subscribe. This blog is the companion to our 2 times a month podcast. The content is different, though the subject is the same. Click on blog at the top of the show notes for each episode, or for any episode. As one of the early and long-standing supporters of alternatives, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, known as the ELCA, has pledged to keep a copy of each resource produced by alternatives and to make copies available by request at a nominal cost. Feel free to contact them at the office near Chicago. The complete contact information is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In May, we'll start the series Tony and Shane Uncut, the complete 3.5-hour straight talk between Tony Campolo and Shane Claiborne about simpler living and global justice. Parts of that dialogue became the DVD Simply Enough, which has been recently reissued by World Vision Canada as Choose Justice. But I'll tell you a secret. The whole series is done, and it can be previewed now at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, in the backup section. The episodes will be released on iTunes, Stitcher, and other podcast directories as episodes 20 through 27, May through August. But as I say, you can preview them now if you like. Well, it's time to wrap up episode 19 of Simple Living Works podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcast service. Subscriptions are free and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Urge your friends to do the same. Provide your email address to receive our monthly Simple Living Works e-news. We do not solicit or accept donations, nor do we sell anything. All our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. We do promote alternative giving. See the link in the show notes to the new resource on year-round alternative giving, as well as the classic Christmas versions. Thanks to John Pitney and also the band Earth Mama for the music on our show. Find details in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage, simplelivingworks.org. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works Podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.
Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live.